Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 30th of April. A Faithless and Perverse Generation. When a family rejects the shepherding fatherhood of the presbytery in the right hend of Christ, their children wend their way through life and in the church in trouble, for they have no shepherd, having been trained to take no heed to the shepherd's voice. As the prophet Zechariah declared, the people wend their way like sheep. They are in trouble because there is no shepherd. Christ the shepherd is to them only a resource to support them as they are taught to rely on the law of their own mind. Because of this, they are Satan's prey. The man said to Jesus regarding the unclean spirit, "I implored your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Jesus responded by saying, "O faithless or unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and bear with you?" Christ's statement was not an expression of impatience or exasperation. Rather, it was the word of a king rebuking a generation that was unbelieving. Their unbelief was the cause of their perversity as they continued to go astray in their hearts. Unbelief was the cause of stumbling for the disciples and for the reason of the inadequacy of their ministry. His wrath was kindled towards them, but this was, in the first instance, for the purpose of establishing them in faith. Jesus also addressed the man himself. He said to the man, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Having received this word, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." Jesus then directed the man to bring the son to him. As the father approached Christ, the demon threw the boy down and convulsed him. It was as if the demon spirit was endeavoring to rebel in the presence of Christ. The king rebuked this insubordinate spirit, healed the child, and then gave him back to his father. The references used in today's devotions are Zechariah chapter 10 verse 2, Zechariah chapter 12 verse 2, 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 8 and 9, Luke chapter 9 verses 40 and 41, Hebrews chapter 3 verse 10, Matthew chapter 17 verses 19 and 20, Mark chapter 9 verses 23 and 24, and Luke chapter 9 verse 42. For further study, Luke chapter 9.